This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're just terrible.
The question is, what did Dave do to his back? I guess this is the number one topic of the night in the chat room. Hi, folks. How you doing? Dave Sussman here, by the way, standing up for Joe Messina tonight. Joe is out doing his thing, as he always does every couple of weeks, and I'm so proud to be standing in for him tonight, not sitting. Yeah, I hurt myself. Here's me. I climb mountains. I work out. I do all sorts of crazy things. You know how I hurt myself? I got out of bed. I literally pinched a nerve and popped a rib getting out of bed. This is, yeah, so I've got my TENS unit right here, and it's buzzing, and I'm standing up, and got some Advil in me. So I'm doing okay, folks. I appreciate all the kind words. So real quick, before we bring in our guest tonight, in the third hour, by the way, who is Christian Toto, Hollywood in Toto, we're going to be talking about movie reviews from a right-of-center perspective, which I think you're going to find extremely fascinating, and that is movies, Hollywood, culture. What is going on? Well, if you were with us in the last couple of hours, we've been talking about this march through the institutions the left have taken. Karen Sigmund talked about this, especially from the perspective of what we've been seeing, how it's been impacting our educational systems, our media, and our culture. Sonia Schmidt. Sonia was in Hollywood. She wrote for Arsenio Hall and a lot of other television programs. And as a, and you know, I hate to say it from the standpoint of the fact that she is labeled this, but as a black female conservative, she has been pushed out, a cast out. Right. And so the problem is that when you're dealing with a sort of groupthink mentality from Hollywood, from at least the front side of Hollywood, in front of the camera, the big stars, the millionaires, they want to tell you how to live your life. The way they do that is not just by doing their stupid PSAs every time an election or social issue comes up, Robert De Niro, but it's also in the writing. It's the way that they actually convey their message of progressivism and all of the identity politics that we're now seeing just hitting us ad nauseum like a tidal wave. It is constant. And as Karen was talking about in the last hour from American Freedom Alliance, the march through the leftist institutions is really most profoundly powerful. I'm going to say maybe even more so than the educational systems through our pop culture, through our movies, through our music, through what we see on the internet with social media, and the tech companies deciding on what you can say or what you can't say. And here's where the problem happens, is that when I want to get on my couch and binge a little bit of Netflix or Amazon Prime, I have to do it through a lens of, okay, this writer is obviously progressive. Okay, this Marvel movie is trying to push a narrative, an agenda. And we saw that recently with the most recent Marvel movie that came out, Captain Marvel. I haven't seen it. Christian Toto, our guest coming up here in a few minutes, we talked about this on an episode. It's supposed to be up tonight. If not, it's going to be tomorrow morning on Whiskey Politics. Find us at whiskeypolitics.net. And you could also find us on YouTube to see all of our interviews. And, of course, America's Voice News, where we have our nightly show. Self-plug. Okay, moving on. The fact is that Captain Marvel is a female superhero, which I have zero issue with. I thought Wonder Woman was a fantastic yarn. I walked out of that movie with my two sons a couple of years or a year or two ago. I think it was 2 years ago now. Captain Wonder Woman. Okay, 2 years ago. And I thought to myself, holy cow, that is incredible writing. And guess what? They did keep hitting me over the head with feminism. You don't need that, okay? I judge a person by the content of their character. I don't care about what plumbing they got downstairs. But now you're starting to see this percolate through some of the big movies. You've seen this with Star Wars. Kathleen Kennedy, who's produced Star Wars, I had Bill Whittle on. Karen mentioned Bill Whittle. We have a show. You can find it on YouTube, and it's called How the Left Killed Star Wars. And the idea that the Force is feminine. Hashtag. The Force is feminine. No, I thought the Force was just the Force. I thought it was a power of good. Now it's a power of good women only? What, men can't? This is the discussion that is now happening in the deep recesses of fandom of these huge franchises like Star Wars, which many people, for arguably, and I don't think it's arguable, the last couple of Star Wars movies have been awful. Did you see The Last Jedi? I'm sure you did. Okay, there's actual movements of people that are out there right now that want to recreate an entire Hollywood Disney movie, The Last Jedi. That's how bad they hated it. And these are the people that live for this stuff. So what is happening right now? The left marched through the institutions, the greatest institution that affects all of us because we all love our entertainment. It's all escapism, whatever that form of entertainment is. And if you don't say, well, I don't watch television, I don't go to the movies, you listen to music, I'm sure. Okay? One of my favorite artists of all time. Some of my favorite artists of all time are extremely left-wing, and they promote their agenda through their music. When was the last time you heard Bono talk? Brian Eno, producer of massive Coldplay, U2, and so they all have an agenda. And you have to separate yourself from that agenda if you want to enjoy the art as what it is. Now, if you stay out of the politics in Star Wars coming up in December, or the next Marvel movie, which I'm going to be seeing at 10:30 next Thursday night with my son, I need massive quantities of coffee for that one. We're going to be having Christian Toto, who does Toto in Hollywood. He is a right-of-center perspective on movie reviews. He's going to be joining us from Denver. We're going to be talking about all the big blockbusters coming up this summer and everything else regarding the culture of Hollywood. We'll be right back. Dave Sussman here with Joe Messina.
Stock market up, stock market. Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
An explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
You know, when we intro with a little Top Gun and we got a sequel coming up and you've got Ghostbusters, the original, not this rehashed crap that came out last year. There's nobody else that I'd rather have on the line to talk about movies and this leftward march through the institution, especially of Hollywood, than Christian Toto. Hollywood in Toto, you can find Christian all over the place on Twitter, on Facebook, and his website, Chris Hollywood in Toto. Christian, welcome. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Oh, great to have you. Now, we just did an interview, a long form, yesterday for Whiskey Politics. Folks, you'll be able to find that tomorrow. And we kind of hashed out and pulled it all apart and put it back together again. The whole idea right now of how political correctness is just, it's just infiltrated the things that we love the most, and that's our entertainment, right? You talk about this a lot, don't you?
Yeah, it's it gives me plenty of ammunition to talk about, and it's touched a lot of major franchises. Star Wars has certainly been affected. I think the Marvel Cinematic Universe is starting to kind of wilt under it. We'll see how much Avengers Endgame is influenced by it. I don't think much at all, but I think going forward, I think the MCU is going to be impacted by this whole movement.
So we saw that, and not to repeat ourselves because we talked about it on our show yesterday, but we saw that with the previous Marvel, Captain Marvel, right?
Yeah, you know, sort of a feminist-style movie, a lot of moments in the film where you can kind of tell the story stopping cold to say, oh, this is empowering, oh, this is going to lead the way for more female action heroes. So if you're telling a great story, none of that matters. Wonder Woman was a wonderful movie. I think it was a terrific way to kind of show female representation without hitting you over the head. Gal Gadot was perfect as Wonder Woman. That's the way to do it. And to me, Captain Marvel was the wrong way to do it.
Right. And we've seen this, like you just mentioned, with Star Wars as well. And we talked before you came on how the last big Star Wars movie, not the secondary ones that they do, was just ravaged by the fans. The Last Jedi, didn't they? They hated it.
Yeah, you know, for multiple reasons, I think there were some woke moments. But more importantly, it really kind of changed the storyline, changed the characters. It discounted a lot of what made Star Wars so memorable and so wonderful. And I think for a lot of people, that was pretty upsetting. And so Star Wars is part of our childhood, especially for people sort of in the over 40 set. And to see that whole saga be transformed in a way that was not just different, but underwhelming and creatively uninspired, it was sad to see.
Yeah, it really is. And like you said, a lot of that, especially for our age group, is nostalgia. And we just want to go and see a Saturday afternoon matinee type film where we could escape from this stupidity that we're seeing in the news every single night where people are calling each other names. Are you optimistic that Kathleen Kennedy got the message with the last one, the whole the force is female thing? Or do you think we're going to see, because we just saw the new trailer, right? What's episode 9 called again? I'm sorry. Rise of Skywalker?
Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think she got the message?
Yeah, I don't have a lot of faith in Kennedy, unfortunately. I hope she can prove me wrong. I think there's a lot of bubble dwellers in Hollywood where, even though many, many people are saying, hey, you're doing this wrong, we're unhappy, I think within their sort of clique, they're all kind of, you know, patting each other on the back and saying, hey, great job, way to go. I don't think they've gotten the message yet.
So what does it take? Okay, so somebody like you obviously have a big following, you've got a great podcast, and you talk about these issues all the time at Hollywood and Toto. What do you think it will take for the storytellers like a Kathleen Kennedy? They brought back J.J. Abrams, who did a fairly good job with the first of this last batch that we have, The Force Awakens. But do you think, because the numbers are definitely down, aren't they? They're not even selling Star Wars in China right now. Apparently nobody wants what they're selling.
Well, the recent Solo movie was a big disappointment, and even The Last Jedi, it made a lot of money, don't get me wrong, but it wasn't as huge as some had expected. So it's going to take a significant hit to the bottom line before people start to notice, and until that happens, there's not going to be any sort of course correction going on.
Right, right. Okay. Other films. Let's talk. We've got, obviously, we're heading into the summer season right now, and it's all starting. I saw a movie yesterday. In the last segment, I was talking about it briefly. I didn't go to this movie. I ended up at this movie. It was called Us. Peele, what's his name? Jordan Peele? Yeah. It was one of the strangest. I still can't wrap my head around it to a certain extent. It was one of the strangest movies I've ever seen. My 14-year-old was with me. We both walked out. Our faces were scrunched up like, huh? It was just weird. What did you think of that?
I enjoyed it. I thought it was very well crafted. I think he's got a great sense of what horror movies should be. And part of that is there's a lot of humor in us. And I think that kind of comic relief really kind of breaks up the tension. It rises, it falls, it's scary, it's goofy, it's funny. So I enjoyed it. I will say the last maybe 15, 20 minutes I found too confusing, too stuffed with ideas. It didn't seem to have the clarity that the rest of the film had. But I think, you know, there's so many kind of forgettable horror movies of late, and I think this one, to me, stood out. So I think even though it wasn't as good as Get Out as a complete film, I think it's still worth seeing and still interesting.
What do you think the social message was that people took away from that movie?
Well, one of the things I like about the film is that you can interpret it in different ways. I've seen John Nolte, a film critic at Breitbart News, he said it was an attack on socialism, and other people kind of went the opposite direction. I had the sense that the main characters were privileged in a way, that they were able to go on vacation, they lived comfortable lives, they weren't rich by any stretch, but it was trying to say that there are some people just like us who don't have those benefits and don't have that sort of sense that they can enjoy their leisure time. That was what I got out of it, and I kind of think it's a movie that I'll watch again and maybe even get a whole new set of messages from it, and I think that's to the filmmaker's credit.
Okay. Well, now you put it that way. Now I'm looking back at the movie and thinking, okay, that's interesting. Maybe I should see it again because I had no idea what to expect. I didn't even know it was a horror movie. So when we went to go see it, it was just like, okay, what movie's playing now in the Cineplex after lunch? So we just showed up there. But we got some really big films coming out. We've got next week's Endgame, Marvel. What are you excited for right now?
You know, some interesting films coming out. Toy Story 4, let's see if they can make it 4 for 4. I'm a kid at heart. Godzilla, King of the Monsters, has got Mothra and Ghidorah and, of course, Godzilla. So that one.
They're doing another Godzilla.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The trailer looks pretty sharp. I think it may be a global warming or something about the humanity kind of extinguishing the environment. So there might be a message in there. But I think at the end of the day, it's a monster movie and a big monster movie. So that's all good for me. And I'm kind of curious about Aladdin, the live-action version. People have been kind of snickering about Will Smith playing the genie. He looks kind of silly. I'm kind of wondering if they can pull it off. Because usually with these kind of movies that they do, it's huge box office. But I think that one's kind of a risky adventure.
Well, for the sake of comparing live action to cartoons, I don't think anybody will ever shadow Robin Williams.
Yeah, that seems like an impossible task, and I think Will Smith may regret getting cast in that movie, but we'll see.
Yeah, we're going to carry you through the break here, Christian. I got a lot more questions for you, and a lot more we can talk about. So stick around, okay? Dave Sussman here for The Real Side. We will be right back at the other side of the commercials. Thanks for hanging with us, folks. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without
saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is stonewalling in the face of congressional demands for information on tax returns, Russia, and security clearances.
But we're fighting all the subpoenas. Look, these aren't like impartial people. The Democrats are trying to win 2020.
House Oversight Chair Elijah Cummings.
I think that what the president is doing is extremely dangerous. He's basically trying to take away the power of the Congress.
A California man has been jailed on 8 counts of attempted murder after authorities say he drove his car through a crosswalk, injuring 8 people. A 13-year-old girl remains in critical condition. The Sunnyvale Public Safety Chief said there is no evidence linking Isaiah Joel Peoples to known terrorist organizations. According to witnesses, the Tuesday crash appeared deliberate. This is USA Radio News.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens, and they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more.
We are back. I ain't going to school no more. I've done learned enough. Joe Matheny, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. Let me hit the story real quick first. You guys remember, we did this story a long time ago. We did a story about the vegan feminist cafe. And I don't remember it being a vegan cafe, but I do remember it being a feminist cafe. At the time, I thought it was funny because they said they were gonna impose an 18% gender surcharge on men so they could close the pay gap. So I said, well, wait a minute. If the pay gap is that much, are you giving the 18% to the server? To the cook, to the... I mean, how is that being broken up? I could never get an answer on it. Because we all know that waiters and waitresses or servers, you know, I guess you can't break them out now by gender, but servers, they get paid minimum wage in most cases. Because they pick up, and not even minimum wage, because they pick up the tips. So, you know, you got to be really careful how that all plays out. But for the Vegan Feminist Cafe, it really doesn't matter anymore because they had to close down. You know, all these great ideas that they have that don't quite work out. I think they just had that. Didn't they just have that with an Amazon store or something? What were the stores that were, they were, or restaurants where they were on your honor. Like, if you couldn't afford to pay, you could eat, and it was okay you didn't pay. And if you could afford to pay a little bit more, you were supposed to pay a little bit more. What?
Was it like a coffee bean or a
Starbucks? I don't know what it was. I don't know who actually ran them, but I do know that they've closed a bunch of them down. Because apparently, when human beings can take advantage of a situation, here's a surprise. They do! Who knew? Oh, the Handsome, that's her name, had her cafe, which only opened a few years ago and was located in inner city of Melbourne. She described it as a by women, for women restaurant. Now, I wonder if that means that a male, if you went in there, they kind of beat on you. The venue attracted headlines in 2017 for challenging the gender pay gap, which really doesn't exist. Seriously, we've done shows over and over and over about this. Now, the way they were going to close that gap is they were going to charge men more to eat there. At the time, the cafe's management claimed that the attention left them jam-packed with customers showing their support. Apparently, they weren't paying for anything, but they were showing their support. I noticed how the cafe's website says it's closing for good. Now, listen, I'm not happy that they're closing for good because the business is lost. People are going to lose paychecks. It's just a stupidity that you hold on to this idiotic idea. And they didn't figure out on Tuesday that now they had to close the door. They've been watching problems there for a while. Do you know what I mean? I mean, this is nothing new. So they've seen these problems, they know it's coming, and they don't change anything. They leave it just the way it was. Wasn't that nice of them? The cafe attracted numerous negative reviews on TripAdvisor, with one man saying he had to deal with an aggressive and irate woman who called him a vile beast because he said he was dissatisfied with his meal. Perhaps if the staff had focused on providing good service for everyone and not discriminating against men, it might have been more profitable, which is exactly the point most of the time. They're so focused on one thing, they can't see everything else that's happening, and then it's everybody else's fault but theirs. Right? I mean, think about it. It's so true. I go to restaurants where I cannot stand the atmosphere, but the service is good, and I like the food. All right? I mean, the people are nice, like the food. I'll even go back to a place where I didn't get a really good meal because the service was good, and I give another chance. I give another opportunity, another shot. But if I went in there like these guys that got pummeled on a regular basis, no thank you. Not doing it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Cody, pull your mic up. So, you went to an event. I don't even know the guy's name. Shows me he's not in my world, he's not a heavy hitter, right? But you went to an event. Tell people what the event was and what the guy's name is.
It was a rally. Can you hear me? All right, it was a political rally down in L.A. at Pershing Square for a Democrat running in 2020 by the name of Andrew Yang. He's been on Joe Rogan podcast, I believe, a couple times. He's been on Tucker Carlson, and he had a Ben Shapiro sit down, kind of relevance of him.
Right. And Andrew Yang, for those of you who don't know, quickly tell him what's his platform? All holograms, no people, or something? I don't know.
The one that gets the most attention is $1,000 a month for every American citizen over the age of 18 for the rest of their life. That's the big one. So he's, like I said, he's a radical out there guy. So he was in L.A. kind of, you know, spreading the love. He's a big guy. He's a big anti-AI, anti-machine, anti-automation kind of person.
Oh, good. I am, too. I mean, I don't want all that stuff taking over our lives. But you went to a rally, and at the rally, you met someone there. And what scares me about this is not what the person got away with, but how easily it happened. Explain what went on.
So anyway, I was there with a friend of mine. I was around taking some photos, getting ready for some of the production we were doing. And he saw a gentleman standing on, well-dressed, wearing a suit off to the side. He had his camera set up. He had his lights and a microphone with him. So my friend walked up and was talking to him. I saw it was a Fox News mic flag. And he said, oh, cool, Fox News, you know, Democrat, kind of, you know, brave being here, you know, in the wild, so to speak. And at a certain point, he stopped him and said, look, man, I got to, you know, I'll let you know, I'm not from Fox News. I'm an actor. I'm a comedian. And I come to events and pretend to be from Fox or CNN, depending on what kind of event I'm at. And I try to get, you know, some contact people, some rides out of people who'll mispronounce names or kind of misphrase things. Anyway, one of the event organizers walked by, saw him there and said, oh, hey, you're from Fox. how would you like to have a pass and get an interview after the speech? And just like that,
So no ID, didn't ask him for anything to prove who he was, just kind of saw the little fox insignia on his microphone. So for those of you who want to get into one of these places for free, here's a shot for you. Anyhow, so go ahead.
Yeah, and then he got back in there, gave the speech. He was doing some interviews with some of the people there from the crowd over the barrier. And, I mean, as far as I know, when we left, the people were none the wiser. I'm sure I saw he posted on, he already posted on Instagram a picture of him doing the interview and kind of poked fun. Just a shout out, I don't even know, it's Weaver's Way, W-E-B-E-R-Z Way, on YouTube, I believe, Instagram, and Twitter as well. Really funny guy. He's been doing this for a while, going around and just pretending to be from whatever network will get the biggest rise out of people. And then, like I said, he just kind of goes there, jokes around, has some fun with people, and makes a lot of really good content.
So, but you had to, at one point in time, you're sitting there, and you had to say to yourself, oh, my God, they're not questioning this guy.
No,
this
he had the mic flag, and they said, hey, Fox News mic flag is what it is. I mean, I think it's funny how there's this almost this kind of phony authority of reporters where if you're in a suit, good haircut, you got a mic flag and expensive equipment behind you, people kind of give you the benefit of the doubt and will tell you things they shouldn't tell you, let you places you shouldn't be, because there's, like I said, this kind of, I don't want to say authority, but, you know, there's this kind of sense of, oh, this person's a journalist. They're a reporter. They're not your average citizen. That media class mentality kind of kicks in. Because, like I said, he looked sharp. He talked and carried himself as you would imagine an anchor too. He had the equipment with him. He played the part, but just wasn't quite 100% all the way there.
And well, thank God. Now, this guy's a presidential candidate, but obviously doesn't warrant any kind of Secret Service coverage or anything like that. At this particular point in time.
No, of course, yeah. No, you don't want anyone.
Well, he could. You know, he's in the holograms, right? So he could have.
He is. I think unless someone beats him to it, he's planning to be the first candidate to have simultaneous rallies using holograms of himself.
He could have done holograms of Secret Service agents, could he?
He could. You know, that would. I will say one thing that also was interesting. It was an outdoor event in L.A. and someone was just flying a drone above, and there's the kind of paranoid part of me is looking around like, I hope that's just a camera drone. You know what I mean? Like, you never know nowadays what stuff people do, but, you know.
No, you don't know what anybody's going to do now.
No,
exactly
yeah.
Right.
So, that would, but, you know, of course, no one was hurt. It was all fun. Everyone had a good time, I believe. But, yeah, it was really interesting seeing how, like I said, when you carry yourself as one of those kind of big three, big four network journalists and reporters, people are probably going to give you the benefit of the doubt more times than not, saying, oh, he's from Fox, he's from CNN, he's from MSNBC. They're good. And, I mean, even, like I said, I've seen plenty of videos of people doing similar stuff with, you know, janitorial equipment or a hard hat where you just kind of walk where you shouldn't be. Now you can do the same thing with the mic flag, it seems.
Oh, God bless. So that's all we need is we'll get us a Fox mic flag and we'll see how many places we can get into easily. Anyway.
Well. Again, check him out at Weaver's Way on YouTube. Shout out. Really cool guy. Make some really good content.
All right. You know, I got to tell you something, and the craziness continues, because when you look at, go back to that for a second, in my head, how easy it is to get that close to a potential candidate. Seriously, nobody asked for ID, nobody asked for journalism ID, just looked at the microphone. Think about that. Anyway, we come back, fat sex therapist says the diet culture is a form of assault. God bless. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Oh, this is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I'll bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Head over, I'll wait. Get over to the website, realside.com. Once you get there, you're going to see there's a place for your email address. Put your email address in there. I send an email once a week. Sometimes I don't even do that. Send you information on what we're selling, what we're doing, what's coming up on the show. Don't you want to know? Don't you care? Seriously. Anyway, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Okay. I love these stories. I really do love these stories. You're going to think I'm weird, but I do. So, a fat sex therapist says that diet culture is a form of assault. That's right. And white, and this is even better. This is even better. Says that weight loss science is white supremacy, right? Because only Hispanics, blacks, and others get fat, right? White people don't get fat. So a woman who calls herself the fat sex therapist, she gave a speech at St. Olaf College in Minnesota during which she claimed that diet culture was a form of assault and that weight loss science was white supremacy. You know, sometimes you hear these stories, you go, they can't be true. We've been doing these for so many years. Yes, some of them are whacked, some of them we get nailed on, but some of them are right on. And when you dig into it, you find out how right on they actually are. She goes on to say, I truly believe, don't you, that's perfect, okay. I truly believe that a child can't consent to being on a diet the same way a child cannot consent to having sex. That's what the Sonali Rashatwar told the audience during a two-hour speech. 2 hours of this? Are we serious? Oh my God. On the topic of a radical fat liberation. She said, I experience diet culture as a form of assault because it impacts the way that I experience my body. Rashidwar went on to assert that science was a tool of white supremacy. We should be critical of the use of science and the production of knowledge to continue promoting this idea that certain bodies are fit, able, and desirable. It is my listen, lady. Let me give you a little lesson here, okay? It's not science that says you being thin and pretty and all that other stuff is what's desirable. It's the eyeballs of the opposite sex most of the time, okay? It's those newspapers that you subscribe to, like Cosmopolitan and others, that try to make all of that so that, you know, thin is pretty, or thin, like we used to say, thin is in. Twiggy was so gorgeous. No, Twiggy looked like a pencil with short blonde hair, at least to me, anyhow. All right? And science is that when you are big, when you are fat, I'm fat, I have no problem saying it. I have a disease called hand in mouth. I love putting food in my mouth. All right? Love the way it tastes. I have to learn how to curtail that. I have to not eat so much of the stuff I really like. And it has allowed me to blow off almost 30 pounds over the last year and a half or whatever. So, to say that you should be, listen to her words, critical of the use of science. When did that start? I'm always told as a Christian, my problem is I don't believe enough in science. She went on to say, it's my fatness that causes my high blood pressure, or it's my experience of weight stigma. Huh? What is that? So let me see. It's not you being overweight. It's not it being harder for your heart to pump blood throughout your whole body. No. It's your anxiety towards the fact that people look at you and thinking that you're fat. They don't think you're fat. You are fat. I mean, don't even mean that in a demeaning way. Let's call it what it is. You know, if you have black skin, you're black. If you have Hispanic skin, you're referred to as being brown. If you have white skin, well, you're called all kinds of names today, but you're white. She went on to say that fat phobia was a form of Nazism. Look at how they throw these words around to try to get you to back down and feel bad. I don't feel bad. And nobody should feel bad. If you're fat, you're fat. If you like it, stay there. Enjoy yourself. If you don't like it, change it. Make a difference. She went on, but don't call it Nazism. You know, you people who use the term, yeah, you people, you heard me, who use the term Hitler and Nazism like it's no big deal. It is a big deal. It's a big deal to those who suffered under Nazism. It's a big deal for those who suffered under Hitler. So, you know what? If I could get you by the, I would slap you upside the head and say, what is wrong with you? Why would you take that word and make it of no, because you're making it of no effect, just like you do with racism. It means absolutely nothing when you call everything Nazism. She went on to argue that people shouldn't be burdened with personal responsibility for weight loss and that social supports should be in place to help fat people subsidize their food costs. Just amazing, right? I mean, we have seen this stuff. It's pretty sick. We have done stories around, what was that woman? She was shooting for the, Guinness Book of World Records. She was at 700 pounds. She was trying to get to 900 pounds or something. She wanted to be the heaviest woman to give birth or something like that. I'm thinking, what, that's a goal? When did that become a goal? When did that become something that every young person ascribes to? You're in junior high school, the teacher says, what do you want to be when you grow up? Fat and pregnant. That's what I want to be. I'm going to be 700 pounds by the time I'm 20, and I'm going to give birth to twins, so that's what we shoot for. There you go. I know, it's amazing to me. We, you know, remember, we did the story the other night how starvation was going to be the word of the day. Remember, we did it on Earth Day. We went through all the predictions they made, and every one of them to keep pushing forward, but they were sure was going to happen, was that starvation was going to be, two-thirds of the world is going to be wiped out due to starvation. And what do we have instead? We have an obesity problem on the planet like we've never had before. I guess, again, we don't use the same dictionaries they do, apparently. And it's not going to change. It's never going to change until we start voting in the right people. You start taking responsibility with those kids of yours from a standpoint, those kids that you're responsible for, that you're in front of on a daily basis. Your grandchildren, your grandson, granddaughter, niece, nephew, whatever it is. You need to be, this is going to be a good one. You need to be in their faces. You know, it's good you want them to love you, you want them to care about you, you want to see your grandkids, I get all of that. But my God, what are you leaving them? What are you leaving behind for them politically and otherwise? Speaking of like far out things, the Democratic National Committee Chairman, Tom Perez, he says, if his party loses in 2020, it's going to be because of one thing. Lie, cheat, stealing, that playbook preferred by President Trump. Now, this is rich coming from the guy whose party stole the primary from Bernie Sanders, whose party paid for a fake dossier to take out Trump. Don't you find that rich? And when you find stolen ballots, when you find voter fraud, 99.9% of the time, who's it in favor of? It's right, the Democrats. You're right. So I'm sorry, who would be attributed to lying, stealing, and cheating? And if a vast majority of Hispanics, or illegals, I'll say, I won't use the word Hispanics, are caught voting, who usually picks them up? Who usually brings them in? And who do they usually vote for? So, Mr. Perez, I don't know what drugs you're on, but you actually should lay the whole thing out and prove that voter fraud always benefits Republicans. He goes on to say, what's clear from this administration is what's clear throughout the entirety of his business practices, is that they will lie, cheat, and steal. When he was asked about the finding of Special Counsel Robert Mueller, he said they'll do anything to win. They have so eroded in institutions of democracy that it's why there is health care on the ballot. And we'll continue to point out, no, there's health care on the ballot because you guys lied. You guys said I could have any doctor. You guys said I could go to any hospital. You guys said it wouldn't be any more than a cell phone bill. Well, I got news for you. Some people must have been paying for 10 or 12 cell phones. That's how expensive it got. Okay? In some states, the premiums tripled and quadrupled. Right, I don't know what cell phone he's talking. He must have meant a satellite phone. That's what he meant. All right, what do you think about it? I mean, this is the world that they live in. They are so confused, so delusional. And again, I've got good Democrat friends. They're not like this. We hear about the, I realize that a lot of times we hear about the extreme cases, but it's no different on the Republican side. If you go along with this stuff, if you go along with what you know is wrong, then shame on you. Just shame on you. So when you look at the cheating, when you look at this stuff, don't point the finger at us. Look at what you've been doing. Look at what you've been caught doing. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. Now I get to go calm down, right? Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure having you with me. You've been listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Go up to the website, realside.com. You can see where we can find us. You can actually see us. We've got several video channels. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid because I want you back here tomorrow.